Good morning. My scripture today comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Let me read it. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. I'm actually recording this July 4th, Saturday night, and I greeted you with good morning because you will hear this in the morning as our Sunday morning talk. And you can probably hear in the background the sounds of July 4th fireworks. And I actually have my patio door, sliding door, open because I don't have air conditioning, and even though it's a mild day, it gets a little warm. I really appreciate actually the sound effects for this message. Normally I might be a little annoyed because it's been going on now for what seems to be hours, but it's perfect for this message. Because this message is about spiritual warfare. Our passage today, written by Paul to the church in Ephesus, tells us that our battle is a spiritual battle, and that we are to put on the full armor of God. And the verse that I want to really focus on is where it tells us in verse 16, after he goes through the various attire that we are to put on, he says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. My understanding is the Roman soldiers had shields that were soaked in a retardant of that day. And so when the enemy would send flaming arrows, literally arrows on fire, towards the Roman soldiers, they would each put up their shield of faith above their heads, and they would be together close enough, maybe socially distanced just right, so that their shields would form a canopy. And the arrows would come down, and if their shields were not up, they would possibly get hit by a flaming arrow. But if their shields were up, it would form a roof or a canopy that would spread out over the whole army, whereas otherwise they wouldn't have had that protection. So they needed each other to hold up their shield, to do their part in forming this canopy. And the arrows would hit the shield instead of the soldiers and the arrows would be extinguished by the retardant that the shield had been soaked in. I think this is a great picture of what I want to say today, of why I need my brothers and sisters in Christ in this world, because I'm living in a time, and I'm sure you're living in a time, where you're more isolated from others than you had been in the past. Even to the point of when you wear a mask on the lower half of your face out in public and in the stores, and when you go into a restaurant, you're wearing this mask, and there's a part of you that's feeling less connected. You're not less connected, but you're feeling less connected, or maybe you are actually less connected. That's part of the warfare. But Jesus said in John 13:35, he said, "By this shall all men know that you are mine, that you have love one for another." That's the mark of a Christian. That's the right that somebody has to judge whether or not the church is really the church, is whether they look at us and they see that we have brotherly love and sisterly love, a family love that comes only from oneness in Christ. There's a song that's been on the radio lately, and I hear it as I'm driving in my job, my hospice job, going out to visit people who are ill and in the process of dying. And this song has a real place in my heart. It's called "Together" by King and Country. And it says in this song, it's a declaration, and it says, "This is for the buried heart. This is for the question marks. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows. Sing it for the can't go back. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out. Life is now upside down." It says, if you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. If you're feeling that no one understands, if you're fighting the fight of your life, then stand. We're going to make it through this hand in hand. And if we fall, we will fall together. And when we rise, we will rise together. And we know that when you face a battle together, it does draw you closer. When we face our battles together, we get drawn closer together. And I just want to express gratitude for the church. The church being all of my brothers and sisters in Christ who are there for me when I need them. And I just think the love of God flows through us all. And anyone that's open to the love of God, God will flow his love through them. And that's what it means to be in Christ, is when we're in Christ, we're open to the Holy Spirit filling us with love towards not only each other, but a hurting world. A world that sometimes isn't so loving back to us. But we're called to be all about love. And sometimes we aren't about love. And that's why I need your shield of faith in my life. Because my shield of faith is not always something that I use. I have it with me, but sometimes I fall and I don't use my shield of faith. But if your shield of faith is up, I'm covered. And I just want us to know that on this July 4th weekend, we will rise together. We will rise together. And this is the time for us to rise up. There's an old hymn, "Rise up, O men of God." It should say, "Rise up, O people of God," all of us. Let's rise up together in Christ And let's take up that shield of faith. And let's show the world that we have love one for another. And we have love for those that are hurting and lashing out. We need hope. We need to get hope and we need to give hope. And on this 4th of July weekend, I want to encourage you that there is hope, that love is real, and it's the love of Christ that makes life realer than real, because there's nothing more real than agape love, the love that you see in Jesus Christ and the love that we're called to love each other with. So I'm here to tell you, I need your shield of faith, and I want to have a shield of faith up for you too. So let's pray. The very last verse of our scripture says, above all, pray. It says, pray for everyone and everything. Just pray all the time. And I think that's really the key to all of this is, you know, the best prayer that I can even think of during these times is help, help me, help them, help us. Lord, help us to be filled with your love and your goodness and your kindness, and help us to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, and help us to use our shields of faith. You've given each of us a measure of faith. And so, Lord, we just want to raise our shield of faith right now. And we just want to say that we will rise together, that if we fall, we'll fall together. But when we rise, because we know we will rise together. And so I just proclaim that right now over each listener. I proclaim your hope and your peace and your love, and that we would each have our shield of faith ready to extinguish the fiery darts that would come our way and the way of each other. And may all people know that we belong to you because of our love. And this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.